You're listening to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast with Jen Barley and Karen Sullivan, episode 106. Welcome to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast, where it's all about getting real around all things coaching.
And what we know for sure is that what got you here won't get you there.
You can't see the spinach in your own teeth.
And finally, hang on, because this one's really deep. Once you realize that you are the traffic, everything makes complete and unadulterated sense.
Feelings.
Nothing more than feelings.
Oh, I love us, Kara. You're fun.
Right back at you, Barley.
Excellent. So today we're going to talk about feelings. So in TFAR, thoughts create your feelings. Feelings create your actions. Actions are going to determine what your results are going to be. And that is the foundation of all human existence, right? So we've shared with you in the past, 80,000 thoughts a day. Each thought is going to have a feeling that is produced from it. Sometimes it could be apathy or sadness or anger or happiness, but there is always a thought that creates a feeling, that creates an action, that creates a result.
And we didn't talk about the 80,000 thoughts, just that people have, on average, about 80,000 thoughts a day.
Exactly. So when you're coaching, there is different ways to be able to help a client with a perspective shift. You can go in through the thought, you can go in through the feeling, you can go through the action. Technically, you can even go in through the result. But today's episode, we're going to really talk about feelings. And it's funny, I don't know if it's funny, haha, but it's funny, interesting, because Karen and I have heard hundreds upon hundreds of coaches coach. And anytime a coach just says, how does that make you feel? Well, that question makes me cringe.
And the other question, what do you want to feel?
Exactly.
Hate those questions.
I know. And so they all do have their place. They can be used. But if that's the only two questions that you have around feelings, it is time for you to be able to dig deeper to understand what are emotions, how do they come into play, what are the gifts, what are the things that we can learn, what are the internal questions that our clients are asking themselves when they're experiencing an emotion, what are some signs of obstruction of when the emotion is actually there. And so it's about doing a deeper dive into understanding emotions, the roles that they play, the perspectives that need to be shifted around them so that our clients are actually okay no matter where they are in the emotional spectrum, but it's what are they learning from it, what is helping them, and then also what's hindering them.
You know, too, with this, it's if you can go back, you know, do a little bit of a rewind about the different things you heard when you were a kid, you know, boys don't cry, or not so much when you were a kid, right? There's no emotions in corporate, or emotions are weak, or if you don't stop crying, I'm going to give you something to cry about. Like, those kind of things, like, those are implanted in your head from way back when. And we stick with them. Like, we think that they're true, and they're not really true. They might be true for some people, but it's not that. It's not a fact. It's just something that you heard and then something that you believed and that you hung on to. And you got to ask yourself now, like, why am I still hanging on to this? Why am I believing this about emotions? And what I like to throw out there about emotions is that emotions are data. They give you information, and you got to pay attention to the information that they're giving you.
You know, it's true, Kara, when you do think about the messages that you hear growing up, and they can even be like, you know, stop laughing so loud. Everybody's looking at you. So it's not only around what we consider to be negative emotions. It could be around any emotions. And we are influenced by our parents and our school teachers and different brothers and sisters. And some people come from more emotionally expressive families, and some really have shown no emotion. And so what I think happens is that a lot of people in the world feel like if they experience an emotion, they're going to become that emotion.
Right.
So if I'm angry, I don't want to be an angry person. So I'm not going to express my anger. I'm not going to share my anger. I'm not going to let my anger out because I don't want to become that. That could also be a sad, you know, feeling sad. So when people say, I am sad, I am anger, as opposed to I'm experiencing it or I'm noticing I have a lot of sadness today. It's really about helping people understand that just because you experience an emotion doesn't mean you're going to become that emotion.
You know, if you think about that though, right, you know, it's the emotion is that experience. It gives you the information. And the feeling is kind of your awareness about the emotion. And it's funny, again, not necessarily funny, haha, but for some people, that's a no-brainer. And for other people, not necessarily so, because if you think about the TFAR, it's more about if you're really thinking, it's you don't necessarily have a feeling and then experience the emotion. It's just like people think that they have a feeling and then they think something. So it can get a little bit confusing for some people.
Yeah. And it's interesting because I will often hear a lot of coaches where they try to get their clients to reframe what they're experiencing to help them quickly get out of a perceived negative emotion.
You know, it's funny, Jen, that makes me think about when I was doing a mentor coaching session years ago and I got on the call and I was pissed. I just got off a phone call and I was all fired up. I was effing this and effing that. I was mad. And it was great because it was a great opportunity for me to get coached around something for this mentor coaching thing. And during that coaching session, the whole time, the coach basically was just like, so what's another way to look at this? What's another way you want to feel? Blah, 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 blah. And at one point, it's just like at the end, we're doing a little bit of the feedback. And I'm like, I'm just pissed. Just let me be pissed. And the thing is that there's so many stories that people tell themselves around being pissed or conflict or anger and that they're not supposed to do that. But hell, get that message and then let that shit go.
You know, it's so true. And one of the best questions when someone says, I'm really pissed or I'm really angry. Good. Tell me everything you're angry about. Go. And then what? And what else? And what else? And what else? I sound like a rapper. Put the needle on the record. And what else? And what else? Anyway, so because I think it's important for people to be able to express it and understand it, right? So, Kara, you always do such this great way to explain this that I think people can get it. Talk about the beach ball.
So if you think about your emotions, and every time you experience or there's an emotion happening for you, if you were to blow up a beach ball, right? So let's just say that you're pissed and you're pissed off and you start to put air into this beach ball. And then more, you're pissed off even more and you blow air into the beach ball. And then you might be sad, you blow air into the beach ball. And then eventually, right, the beach ball is kind of full of emotion. And so many times what we see is the people will try to take that beach ball and imagine trying to take the beach ball and put it underwater. Right? What happens, Jen?
It pops up.
Like a mofo. It pops up every time because you can't hold it down. If it's full of those emotions are there, if you suppress them, they're just going to keep popping back up. So it's about how could you reframe the whole thing and just get the message from the emotion and then just let it go. Right? Think about that, what I said before about the data. If you could see emotions as data, hey, what do I need to learn from this? What do I need to grow from this? How can I just experience it and be in it? How can I just, you know, be in the sadness? How can I just be in the anger? Okay, if there's some guilt, what do I need to learn from this guilt? So if you think about, I like to think about the emotions sometimes is imagine like that they're a gift and you ordered that gift. And they're just being delivered to you with a big ass bow on it. what's the message that you got to learn from that emotion? Because if you don't get the message, it's going to be like that beach ball and it's going to keep popping back up. So get the message, experience it, and let it go.
You know, there's this great list of emotions. It's by Byron Katie. And I believe the website is thework.com. And if you go to thework.com, you can download, I think it's about 4 pages of a list of emotions. Because so often people just sort of say, oh, you know, I'm mad, sad, or glad. And there's so many different nuances. And when we can understand what the difference between irritation and anger truly is, then that's a game changer in terms of the energy we put into things, to understand what's creating the friction, to be able to find out what the message is, to figure out, do we need to put boundaries in place? Do we need to let go of something? Do we need a different perspective? So the emotional part of the coaching is about understanding what's triggering it. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to be a thought, right? So what thought is triggering this that creates the feeling, that creates the action, that leads to the result, that sometimes then reinforces that feeling, that then gets reinforced to the thought, and it goes back and forth. So it's really about being able to study more about different emotions, because there's so many different things. There's anger, there's apathy. If you were to really understand boredom, that's a game changer. If you knew how to coach that, boredom is a lack of fulfillment, right? So you can be bored in a moment. You're not being fulfilled in that moment, but that can lead to amazing client perspective shifts when they understand what's missing that is creating that particular emotion. That goes into jealousy, envy, sadness, grief, happiness, contentment, joy, all of those different things that come into play. And so often it gets skipped in the coaching because a lot of coaches just want their clients to feel better because they feel a successful session is the client feels better at the end. And that's not always necessarily true.
No, sometimes people need to get pissed.
They do. They totally do. So great. So anything else you want to add in terms of emotions on this?
I think that it's, as a coach too, you need to know this stuff for you.
Yeah.
Right? It's not just about, okay, great, how am I going to pull this out of my client? But what's your level of your own emotional awareness? Because you gotta wrap your head, well, not necessarily, maybe you have to wrap your heart around this too.
Oh, that's a great way to end. We're going to go wrap our hearts. Right, Kara?
Yes, Jen.
I love it. The softer side of Karen Sullivan. All right. Thanks a lot for listening, you guys.
Take care, guys. Bye. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast. Craving more in-depth discussions? Check out the Get Real Inner Circle with our no BS in crowd of coaches.
Join live coaching discussions, breakdowns of coaching calls, and have some fun while you're at it.
You're going to want to go to kickstartyouredge.com/innercircle. It's time to get real.